Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Fratelis Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual abuse taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai musakanganwe.
Olesine ngulobo mama kunapa umsakazo wetu we Studio 7. Kodwa silakho uthi lisithole ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com loba ku www.voashona.com loba njalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our three Facebook pages. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now. Welcome if you're joining us, and today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And according to the report, adolescent girls are being put at risk of harmful consequences, including dying in childbirth in Zimbabwe, because inconsistent laws make it harder for them to access sexual and reproductive health information and services. The report, entitled Lost Without Knowledge, Barriers to Sexual and Reproductive Health Information in Zimbabwe, documents how widespread confusion around the legal age of consent for sex, marriage, and accessing health services is leaving adolescent girls more vulnerable to unwanted pregnancies and at higher risk of HIV infection. As a result, girls face stigma and discrimination, the risk of child marriage, economic hardships, and challenges in completing their education.
Yes, PJ, and the report also found that taboos around adolescent sexuality and a lack of affordable health care are also making it difficult for adolescents to access information and services they need. According to demographic health data for Zimbabwe published in the report, nearly 40% of girls and 24% of boys are sexually active before they reach the age of 18, PJ. Mm-hmm. According to the report, a series of inconsistencies in the country's legislative and policy framework related to sexual and reproductive health has contributed to significant confusion, actually, PJ, over mm-hmm. whether people below the age of 18 need parental consent to access sexual health services. Under the Zimbabwean law, however, PJ, the age of consent for sexual intercourse is 16. I know it's something that we never really talk about, but, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. the conversation needs to be had. However, the government delay in raising the legal age of marriage to 18 in line with the constitution has fueled confusion in a context of entrenched taboos surrounding premarital sex. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of issues that are arising from this report, Marv.
Yes.
that we need really to discuss much about it, the illegal age of 16, 18, which one exactly?
Yes.
And which one is practical?
Yes, because I think the actual constitution says it's 18, but the laws have not been aligned to go with, you know, the legal age that's contained in the constitution. So that's what the report now is saying, you know, this needs to be done or else the young girls are still falling prey to some of these happenings.
Yes. Ah, siyalambulela kuhlelo lethu lamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho esixoxa lokuhlaziya izankathaze izandlube lokuphumelela kwenhlelo lemisebenzi yabomama abayenzayo empilweni zabo ukuze baphumelele. Njalo siphanana ulwazi lamacebo konke nje siyabelana ukuthi ukuze sithuthuke kumbe siphume enkingeni esiyabe sibhekane lazo empilweni nsuku zonke. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo sigxile kakhulu ekuhlukulumizeni kwamantombazana lapho siza ngaphambilini kwethulwe umbiko ngabenhlanganiso ibona ngamalungelo oluntu e-Amnesty International. Lapho ke abathi bona kucwaningo lwabo kuphume ukubana abantu amantombazana amaningi avame uhlukunyezwa kumbe ukusiwa emacansini bese sebancane, abanye bangkhona inxenye bengabe belaminyaka elishumi lambili i-12. Kodwa ke yona imithetho ithini? Imithetho ithi phansi kwesisekelo sombuso esalotshwa ngo-2013 asiseyiso sisekelo sombuso esitsha. Asingaza ke sikhulume ngokuthi sitsha ngoba khathesi sokuyiminyaka emine esalotshwayo lesi sisekelo sombuso. Sitsho sithi sona illegal age of majority yi-18, yikho lapho kumele kube lula ekuthini owesilisa abe aye ecansini lo ntombazana. Kodwa ke uzafumana ukuthi yena na umthetho wakuqala wawusithi ishumi lathoba ishumi la sithupa 16. Ngakho ke imithetho yomibili ayika alayinwa ukuthi linganiswe kulandele ekusisekelo sombuso. Kodwa kuzafumana ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka engu-12 njalo lokuthi besiya emacansini bedlwengulwa njalo kumbe besendiswa bebancane njalo nje okubenza badibane lenhlupho ezithize kwezempilakahle kanye lezenhlalakahle kaZulu ekudibaneni labanye ekuphileni empilweni. Ngoba baba labantwana besesebancane, aba 12 years, ama 13 years, uzambona ezithwele esesiba lomntwana naye ena evele engumntwana. So umntwana uba lomntwana. Yikho ke sithi mina asiyihluzeni bomama, sibona ukuthi asibonisane ukuthi uhulumende kumele enzeni, kunjalo singafinyelela njani kuhulumende njengabesifazane ukuthi simcebise ukuthi yena amantombazana adibana lenhlupho ezithize ngenxa yemithetho yonaleyi, njalo kuthathwe manyathela bani ukuthi yena kuvikelwe amantombazana aphansi kweminyaka elishumi lasiyagalombili ukuthi bengahlukunyezwa, bengasiwa emacansini ngabesilisa, njalo bengayendiswa besesebancane.
PJ, kune avo vachangopinda muchirongwa chedu pano pa Women's Round Table, nasi tiri kutarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanasikana sezvo mitemo iri munyika isinganyatso kucherechedza kodzero dzavo. Izviwo zvakataurwa nesangano reAmnesty International rakaita iro ongororo iri kuratidza kuti ichokwadi kuti kodzero dzevana nyanya vasikana vechidiki hadzisi kunyatso cherechedzwa munyika, nekuti hakuna mitemo yatiyanyatsodzikwa kuti kodzero idzi dziwanikwe idzo dzichiteedzerwa. Taita rombo rakanaka titiri tineve kuAmnesty International vongai chikwanda, a campaign manager where Southern Africa regate and panaretins with Tivar Kutichi. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi, and you?
Aiwati,
waditiri kuona ngikiri report ya makaita iyo yaparurwa nhasi. Mungati tsananguro kuti zvii zvamainyatsotarisa muongororo ya makaita iyi.
Okay, maita basha. Muongororo yakaita yanga zvitarisa ayo atingati mabariya karasi izvo zvinodzivirira vana vechidiki vanonzi maadolescence pachidzungu. Kana kuti vari pamakore atinoti iwo 12 kana 13 to 19 years. Zvinovadzivirira kuti vakwanise kuwana information inoenderana nekodzero dzavo dzemwiri wavo nekodzero information dzekodzero dzepabonde.
Zvakakosha sei taurenyu.
Saka ongororo yedu yakaona kuti kwanga pane iyo mabhariya mana ari kutadzisa vana vechidiki kuti vakwanise kuwana information yakakwana uyezve yakakosha. Chekutanga tangachiona kuti izvo pane pakupokana pamitemo neayo mapolisi anenge akaiswa neavo vanotimiririra anenge aripo munyika. Kakupokana kakakuita kuti vanhu vazanganise iyo yatinoti pane inonzi age of consent yabva yazanganiswa neage of consent yekuroorwa, age of consent yekuti mwana anokwanisa kutanga kuenda pabonde ane makore mangani. Age of consent yekuti mwana anofanirwa kuwana zvipi zvinoenderana neutano hwake. Kwabuda yekuti kwakabuda futi nyaya yekuti tiri kuona kuti pane kusanzwisisa kana kakuti kutaura nechidhenda kusabudirana pachena panyaya dzekuti miviri yevana yakamira sei, iri kuchinja sei, makurire avo. Saka tine kakunyangirana nekusabudirana pachena. Izvo zviri kuita kuti vana vange vane kuziva kushoma uye kuziva kusiko. Chechitatu takaona kuti muzvikoro hamusinyatsotsanangurwa nyaya iyi nemhaka yekuti maticha nevamwe vanenge vechidzidzisa vari kubudisa one approach iriyo iyo yekuti vana vanofanirwa inonzi abstinence approach, yekuti vana havafanirwi kunge vechitanga kuita zvepabonde. Asi chatiri kuona ndechekuti muno muZimbabwe hanzi 40% yevana vakatotanga vasati vasvika makore
16.
Chekupedzisira chechina inyaya yekuti izvo kuti vawane even vakwanise kuwana zviri kuita neutano hwavo, kana vachida kukwanisa kuenda kumahospital kuti vakwanise kudetserekana, kana kuti vangonobvunza vapiwe iyo information yakakwana. Vari kusangana ne macost yatinoti cost barrier, kudhura kuwana information nemaservices avari kunida iyo.
If I may just ask you to tell us in English those 4 points that you say your organization identified in the report in English.
Okay, the report identifies 4 barriers to adolescent sexual reproductive health information. The first barrier is around inconsistencies in laws and legislation. We are saying that there is inconsistencies in the understanding of the age in which adolescents must access sexual reproductive health information. This age of consent is being conflated with the age of marriage and the age of the age of consent to marriage and the age of consent to sex. Whereas we as Amnesty, we are talking about the age of consent to information and services that pertain to sexual and reproductive rights. The second barrier is entrenched taboos around sexuality. And this has to do a lot with attitudes that we have as parents, as communities. We do not talk about sex and sexuality. This does not mean that we are saying that parents should just teach their children around sex. It also talks about issues of gender stereotypes. things around inequality, changes in body, issues of menstruation. These are things that are taboo to talk about in our culture. The third one is around comprehensive sexuality education, where we're saying, the schools are not offering enough information, and most of the adolescents find that there is a gap. The information that they have is really around one form of approach, which is the abstinence approach. And, young girls and boys do not necessarily want to engage in sexual activity, but sometimes might just be asking information to prevent themselves from unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is not forthcoming. The last barrier is what is the cost barrier of accessing these services. It's quite expensive for some of them to access these services because of the age that they have, because of their ages. And this means that they have to access these services in pharmacies or outside the public health center, which makes it quite expensive for them, given that an adolescent is not an income-earning person.
Thank you so much. If you can please hold on, we will come back to you in a bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. PJ, we seem to have, I think, our other guest on the line, but from what we're hearing there were four barriers that were being identified in the Amnesty International report, as we heard.
Yeah. Unkosazana avonga ichikwanda ngwehlanganiso ye Amnesty International Southern Africa, emhlobulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi Africa, kodwa kuseZimbabwe. Yena-ke bona-ke inhlanganiso yakhe yiyo ethule umbiko lo i-report yezikhubeko ezidibana lamantombazana. Ucwaningo lolu lwenziwe kumantombazana aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili lelishumi lasiyagalolunye, 12 to 19 years. Izikhubeko ke abahlangane lazo kucwaningo lolu uthi yena badibane lezikhubeko ezingabazine esingathi ngesindisi ngama-barriers. Olwakuqala uthi yena imithetho ekhanya ingani iyadonselana, ngoba akucaci ukuthi iminyaka sibili okuthiwa untombazana sekhulile usengaba phansi komthetho yelizwe ukuthi sengaba ngumama sibili angene endlini ayekwenda kumbe yenze imisebenzi yonke yokuba ngumama iminyaka yiphi sibili. Omunye umthetho uthi ishumi lasithupha, 16. Omunye umthetho okusisekelo sombuso, isisekelo sombuso ke esingaka alayino ukuthi ube umthetho welizwe isithi sona ilishumi la siyangalombili, 18. Kube ke esesibili ukuthi iminyaka sibili yona leyo ekumele umntwana endiswe phansi komthetho wena le ngezinye esinye sesikhubeko. Kuthi esesithathu ukungaphumelani egcekeni nxa kucociswana ngendaba eziphathelane lokuya emacansini, lokukhangela nje ukukhula komzimba lokuguquka komzimba nxa untombazana lapho ikhula, esingathi i-sexual education. Kuba nzima ukuthi omama bakhulume labantwana babo abangamantombazana ngokumgceki okungela kufihlelana, bekhuluma ngezitho zomzimba bezitsho ngamabizo. Kuba nzima ukuthi bakhulumelana bebabili. Ikanti-ke endulo kwakukhulunyiswana labo anti obabakazi, kodwa ke khathesi phela obabakazi engxenye bakhatshana, njalo engxenye umntwana lo uphuma emulini elo mama kuphela engela babakazi ongaba lobabakazi ukuthi ahlale la phansi bafundisane. Kuthi ke lasesikolo kuba nzima njalo ukuthi nxa umbalisi ekhona eklasini akhulume mgceki ngezifundo eziphathelane lomzimba womntombazana nxa kulabafana bekhona eklasini khona lapho. So ngezinye zezinto kuba le baba lenhloni zokuthi baphumelane emgceni. Ukanti ke umntwana lo azaqini engxenye esesiyabambana esedinga ulolo lwazi ayebambana lokunye okungamelanga laye okufaka impilo yakhe engozini okufaka impilo kahle yakhe engase engozini njalo. Okwesine uthi yena unkosazana Chikwanda abakubonileyo yindleko yokuyadinga lolo lwazi kwesinye zesikhathi kumbe ukuyadinga uncedo sithi kumbe uncedo kanye lolwazi lokuthi ahlele njani imuli lowo mntwana osezibone esesimeni sokuthi engxenye sebe lo mntwana eleminyaka ephakathi kwe-12 le-19 kumbe le-15 kumbe le-16 ukuze angabambi esinye isisu kusokumele ayedinga okokuhlela kuhle imuli. Anathe amaphilisi kumbe ahlatshwe amajekiseni ukuthi angabambi esinye angamithi njalo azithwale esinye isisu engacabangeli engahlelanga. But bona kuba le ndleko ethile ebakhona ukuze athole lolo lwazi, ukuze athole lawo maphilisi okuhlela, ukuze athole leyo mithi kumbe ngamajekiseni ukuthi azivikele ukuthi azithwale njalo isikhathi esingakafiki. Ngalokho ke khathesi sesibe lomunye ingcwethi yethu esincusileyo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ukuthi sichaziye lolu hlelo njalo siphane amacebo. Siyakwamukela Yvonne.
Ngiyabonga, salwa nani?
Yebo, angilibambanga ibizo lakho lokugcina akumbe isibongo njalo lenhlanganiso yakho. So ungatsho ibizo lakho eligcweleyo nganye lokuthi ungowenhlanganiso yiphi.
Ngiyabonga. NginguYvonne Mutho. Ngizela enhlanganiso yi-Emthonjeni Women's Forum.
Liyenzani-ke Emthonjeni Women's Forum?
I-Emthonjeni Women's Forum inhlanganiso esungulwe ngo-2010 ngemva kokunanzeleleka ukuthi omama baswela amathuba okuthi bahlangane babinikane ulwazi ngezinto ezibahlukumeza lezibakhathazayo. Sesikwenza ukunikeza omama kanye labo baba kathi kakhulu omama ezigabeni amathuba okuthi bahlangane baxoxisane ngey'nkinga abahlangana lazo ezingabalisa ikakhulu ukuhlukumeza okwenzakalayo emakhaya esikuthi i-domestic violence. So lokhu masikwenza njenge-Emthonjeni sikwenza ngendlela eziningi ezithiyeneyo. Sikwenza i-public education lapho esihamba khona ezigabeni sifundisa abantu nge-GBV nemthethemisa nguhulumende ukuze ivikele omama. Sifundisa njalo ngesekelo sombuso, sifundisa njalo nezindlela omama labo baba abangaphilisana ngokuthula i-public education. Nokunye esikwenzayo sikwenza okuthiwa ngama-post-support services. Ngibahlamandela ukuthi ezikhathini okwenza omama lamantombazane bekhuleke behlukunyezwa ukuthi abalalwazi lokuthi bengahamba emthethwandaba kuyini abangakwenza. And then sizakhona okho njenge-Emthonjeni sisebenza sonke labo baba sinanzelela ukuqakatheka kokuthi obaba baphatheke emhlelweni zokwehlisa ukuhlukunyezwa komama labo lamankazane. So sileyo hlelo esiluthi male involvement lapho esisebenza khona labo baba njengama-strategic partners ukuthi siqede ukuhlukumezana emakhaya.
Udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje yilolo oluphume ekwethulweni ngocwaningo kumbe ngathi impumela yocwaningo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International lapho abathi khona bafumane ukuthi amantombazana amaningi aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili 12 to 19 years sebesiya emacansini ngokuphangisa. Abanye bangikhona bagcine sebezibona sebezithwele kumbe sebesiya kwendiswa bengakafiki iminyaka efaneleyo. Njalo bananzelele ukuthi le mithetho angikholwa ukuzwile kade ngikhuluma ama-barriers akade beyokhuluma ngawo ukuthi kulama-barriers athile wona lawo ukuthi imithetho yethu ayikalinganiswa. Lidibana lakho na lina njengehlanganiso khona lokho kokuthi imithetho iyabamba impila kahle lenhlala kahle yamantombazane?
Lokho lokuthoye sibangela lapha kakhulu ikakhulu ngasikhanisa uhlelo lethu lama-court support services omama ngathi amantombazana abuyayo emthonjaneni forum edinga usizo lokuhamba emsekhandaba babe ngaphakathi kweminyaka yona leyo esikhathini eziningi sebezijhele sibeke labantwana bingelalwazi. So ngemigoqo akade ekhulunywa ngemigoqo eyaphuma isikhathi le enze i-amnesty yiyo esihlangana layo. Partnersment sakunanzelela ukuthi ukuze mhlawumbe intombazana ayigcina esezithwele yokuthi ukuze afinyelele mhlawumbe esingathi ngama-services ama-sexual health right services kuba nzima ukapho ehamba esibhedlela mhlawumbe bemnike amaphilisi kumbe bemnike angawusebenzisa ukuthi azivikele. Lokhu kusenza yimithetho emisiweyo ngoba nxa umntwana abe ngeminyaka engaphansi kwe-16 iyabe engenelisi ukuthi enze emelise ukuthola. So masikhangela ikakhulu imithetho ibona umthetho vela uma ungumgoqo owenza abantwana begcine sebesiya emacansini ezincane bengelalo ulwazi ngoba kuthiwa abakafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathole lolo lwazi. And then sekunye sikhangela indaba yesingathi i-curriculum ye-education yethu ayibaniki abantwana ithuba lokuthi bathole ulwazi olwenileyo. Yikho ezikhathini eziningi sathola sesilawo mama abancane abalama-16 years abama-15 years kuwukuthi basele ukufinyelela ulwazi olugcweleyo akade lungakazivikela. So ucwaningo lolo olukuphumisileyo yikho esihlangana lapho njenge-Emthonjeni Women's Forum. And then nxasisezigazeni sihlangana lawo mama abancane ababevele sebeyendisiwe kuyukuthi umntwana akatholanga ulwazi olufaneleyo, katholanga lo muntu oxoxisana laye ngendaba zamacansi. Khonokho sikuthi nxa sikhangele esintwini kuyazila mhlawumbe uthi amacansi aphinde ukuxoxwa nje sesikhangela indlela esesiphila ngakhona kathesi akusela bobabakazi akusela abantu abantwana. So umntwana lo mhlawumbe uthela esezithele kodwa sesikhangela isimo somnotho iyamthola esihambe wawendiswa. So ngiyinye like emigoqo lathi esihlangana layo lapho sisenza umsebenzi wethu ezigabeni.
Ye hayi mamba khonapho ecingweni ngithola la sengibonile la ukuthi ungumthombo wolwazi olunganceda amantombazana angabe elalele okwamanje. Mbenza kupha Marvelous kodwa kulo mlaleli okhona osekhona ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, linjani?
Ya, hayi ngikhona, linjani le?
Ngiyaphila. Ukhuluma lo Maduke ngisele South Africa.
Ye. Uyaluza udaba olusegudini.
Umbono wami khona lapho ekukhuliseni kwabantwana abangamankazana.
Yeah.
Mina ke ngingumama kodwa ngingumama wabantwana abangabafana.
Mm.
Kodwa ke kungaselani. Sengathi bona bomama abakhuluma omama bamaforum, kuba khona ama-home-based care, kuba khona abantu abasebenzayo like emakliniki nje. Sengathi bangahamba ezikolweni, ma kungakhonakala ukuthi bahambe ezikolweni. Baphiwe mhlawumbe ngebreki khona phana baphiwe okungamaminithi nje okulutshwana babe nabantwana bakhulumisane nabo kumbe kubekwe lamalanga ukuthi ma kule mihlangano labo baphiwe nje isikhathi esincane badonsele omama lamankazana eceleni babaxokise ngendaba ezifana lazo nalezi ngoba layo ama-barriers lawa engingaliza likhuluma ngawo kubuhlungu ukubona umntwana ole 13 years usezithwele instead ukuthi ngabe umntwana lona usesikolo kuthi mhlawumbe vele ngakibo akulayo imali yokuthi aye esikolweni usephinde wazithwala. Umntwana lona uzaba naleya i-dependence syndrome yokuthi uzohlala impilo yakhe yonke eyame emuntwini wesilisa ukuthi amnakekele, uyabona, amthengele lokhu, amthengele ngoba yena kakho amdi ukuthi angazenzela empilweni kusasemncane njalo lolwazi engalitholanga. Sithe thina masikhula besingelabo obabakazi abasixoxelayo abasitshelayo ucansi vele ukukhuluma ngakho bekuzila
bekuzila vele
kodwa ke lakathesi vele kuyazila uyothola ukuthi ma ukhuluma ngakho hhayi uyabe usukhanyelwa njengomuntu lwalo onganawulamthethwa awubekekanga. Kanti ke khona kanti izinto ezithi esithi ziyazila yizo kathesi esezijika zinjani zisibulalela isizwe ngoba abantwana laba yisizwe zethu yi-generation okumele ukuthi ngabe iyaphuculwa iphucuke noma kungasimfundo kuphela engaphucula umuntu kodwa imisebenzi yezandla ngoba umntwana ma esethe waba le 13 years wakhulelwa i-future yakhe isidumed.
Mm.
Ma engasatholanga umuntu omfaka imhlanyelo lenhlansi yemisebenzi ukuthi ungayenza lokho ngemisebenzi yezandla impilo yakhe yonke ngeke isahamba kuhle. Khonaphana yikufa kwesizwe sethu, yikufa komuntu ongumama, yikufa kwenhlangano yabesifazane. Ezikole makucele amamisi, thina besithi masifunda omisi bebesiba khona kade besitshela ukuthi kuza kwenzakala so emzilwa.
Uthi wenziweni ke nguhulumende labenhlanganiso lezi inkuthazo yakho
elokugcina kunabantu ababatrained silabo abantu emakhaya ikakhulu ngikhulumela emakhaya ngoba ngibona ukuthi yikho lapho mina engikhulile
khona
nalo yilo udumo engimaziyo emakhaya hayi emadolobheni sengathi khona uhulumende angasiza laba abasemakhaya bakhe mhlawumbe ngevillage ngevillage kuthathwe ofisi abangathi sebeqinaqinile ngathi omama abatsha bahambe ezibhedlela bayefundiswa ngamanesi kumbe ama-sisters babafundise ukuthi kunje emzimbeni womuntu esifazane kubanje kubenje kubenje nezitage ngezitage ukwenza ukuthi uma besuka laphana like kube i-workshop bangasuka laphaya bahambe-ke baye ngaphi back to ezikolweni baphiwe ithuba lokufundisa abantwana lokho abayabe bekufundiswe ngabezempilo kwenza ukuthi abantwana babe nolwazi ukuthi kwenzakalayo ngemizimba yabo njalo ngiyangibone ikakhulu khona futhi emakhaya uthole ukuthi uma umntwana sowufika isikhathi sokuthi uyakhula uyangena esikhathini uyanova esikolweni ma kuwukuthi i-5 days i-5 days yenkuyake hlezi ekhaya ngenxa yokuthi uyesaba uyabona uyesaba ukuthi ngiza kuya esikolweni mhlawumbe ngiyengcolisa bazangihleka uyathethi ma esukuma somele ukuthi abelokhu ezikhanyela ma ehambe abelokhu ezikhanyela kuyabona ukuthi kuyabe kuyamsukumeza umntwana balayo i-confidence liyane yokuthi yini angayiyenza to prevent ukuthi ebelokhu ezihlolahlola lovele esikolo abantwana bamankazana abancindezele kakhulu ngurhulumende wethu sengathi kungenziwa okuthile kufundiswe omama abasasebatsha ezigabeni village ngevillage kuhambe kuqoqwa omama bayefundiswa kuma-workshop then they come back bazofundisa abantwana labayani kuphela uma bevolontiya ngoba siyakwazi akula muntu ozabaholisa vela ngithi kodwa bayenza i-voluntarily work siyabe sisakhe isizwe sethu khonaphaya.
Lawe nxa ungaya kukhefu eZimbabwe uye kwenza njalo yikuthi isikhathi sethu sikumele kulabanye abameleleyo abakhuluma olunye ulimi.
Silabo omama inhlanganiso eqoqa ama-sanitary pads from lapha eSouth Africa bewathumela ezikolweni zemakhaya. It's not enough but it's something. We try ukuthi lokukhuluma openly kumabantu nasebekhona kuma-social media platforms sikhulume openly about umuntu wesifazane bangahlali bengaphansi kwencindezi yokuthi kuthiwe lizilo ukukhuluma bengesazi.
Wothi-ke ngikubamba umlomo khona lapho angifuni ukuthi usuke ecingweni babamba khona lapho sizaphindela kuwe wothi ngenike umavela sithuba ye bamba khonapho.
Maybe PJ, okay. Before we take Tadiwa from Murewa, if you can just recap on what she sounded very enthusiastic
very
and passionate. What
yes,
did she say in brief?
She was basically saying she's a mother of boys only, but she feels for the girls as well. Where she grew up. She grew up in the rural areas, and as this Amnesty International report says, some of the barriers that they mentioned, those are the same barriers that she met when she was growing up, and which continually girls are facing at the moment, because you find that teenagers are becoming mothers. At a very early stage, and they don't get information. That's the first thing. So if the government or these organizations, civic organizations, could go into schools and mentor these girls and give them enough information, because like this, the taboo of discussing about your body, discussing about sexual health, discussing about even the contraceptive methods, even when they become of age, when they start having their periods. All those things, they are not discussed among families, at school. It's taboo. So if they could be found some ways of communicating to these girls, because a girl is traumatized. These days, most girls are actually reaching their puberty early.
But on that note, PJ, we have a young lady, Tadiwa. Tisikudoti nare dzake dzizokata tisati taura naye. Tadiwa uri panhare here apa?
Ndiripo.
Unoitwa Tadiwani?
Waitwa Tadiwa Tungoni.
Nyaya iri panapa Tadiwa, pane organization inonzi Amnesty International iri kutaura iyo ichiti vasikana vechidiki sewe iwe uri kuamurewa ikoko havasi kunyatsowana mukana wekuziva kodzero dzavo panyaya nyaya ye kukura kwamuri kuita sevasikana. Kwakamira sei ikoko kwamurewa? Ndinoona kuti apa uri imwe vasikana vakaroorwa uchiri mudiki. Maidzidziswa here kuti kana wasvika panguva yakadai semusikana tarisira izvi? Zvakamira sei?
Kuno kuti nawo machallenges iwayo evasikana vanenge vasati vakuziva kuti zvakamira so kanda svika pathis age ndendakufanira kuita so. The issue inenge iripo kazhinji kachona iissue yekuti musikana paanotanga kuenda kumwedzi paipai tinenge tati akuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitika mumuviri ende chii chiri kumbonyatsotora chimu. Saka nenguva yemusikana paanotanga kuenda kuperiodika it's like ndomgwa chinotsindidzwa ndomgwa chatanga kuenda tanga kuti vakomana and stuff but tingazive zvichitoti pressurize uye zvinenge zvichipinza muzvinhu zvatinge tisati takufanira kupinda mazviri. So nenhau yemachallenges akadaro vanotidzidzisa varipo but they're not enough inhau yekuti kunoku kumarural areas tinenge tiri nevasikana vari mugrowth point like mamurehwa munomu vanenge vangori mugrowth point ndovari padhuze nekuwana exposure unlike vasikana vanenge vachigara kumwe kure kwekuti kunenge kuchodangana makonzenge pane vasifamba long distance especially vanofamba malong distance vandovani machallenges ekupinda mamarriage vari vana vadiki vari mumatownship tinowanawo pressure especially like kuti kunouya vamwe vanhu vanenge vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana and patinongosangana nevanhu vatisingodimedi dzatosangana nechii nevanhu veupenyu hwedu dzatisingadzoti hazvisirizvo. Saka tinonyengetika ndechekuti maschools emunomamurewa ari musenda and ari kunze kumashoma. Saka tine maproblems ekuti vasikana vanofamba malong distance kubva kumba kuya kuchikoro and madistrict iwayaya yesterday and the first week unogona kukunda miedzi yemukomana anenge achikuteera achikuti ndokuda tisangosionika panenguva uchada kunesa kufamba wega and mwe musichana unoka kubva kuchikoro vamwe vabva unongonyeweki akakuwanzira kuti uite munhu uye akakuteera kuda kukuperekedza mumwe musi uchamuramba mumwe musi ogomuramba saka two three times achikuteverera uchadza mari wachongwa mudini wachongom accept enge vasikana vari kure vane problem yekupinda mamarriage kachira navadiki esa muchafamba nzira ite muri two muchina naidzana zvitatatatei zvinotikonzeresa kuti tizopinda panguva yakaoma inini semusikana akapinda pamarriage ari mwana mudiki ndakutinyatsonzwisisa kuti dai vakakwanisa kuti chive maschools pakuti vakatsvira distance yakakura sovoita chikoro distance yakakura sovoita chikoro inhaya yekuti tiri kuzopinda muzvinhu zvichiri vana vadiki ende pangu yacho tida kurealiza mamistakes ka zvinenge inenge yacho too late but inini ndeudza hangu kuti vanhu kuti inoti too late kuti utangidze panew one vasikana vanofunga kuti
Tadiwa, tombopinda ipapo kuti vanhu vanonyatsonzwisisa here kuti zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvive zvekuti legal age nekuti vamwe vanoti pa16 sekutaurwa kwazvanga zviri kuitwa neAmnesty International uyezve asi constitution inoti pa18 ndo panozonzi musikana abva zera. Ikoko kumaruva vanhu vari kunyatsonzwisisa here kodzero dzavo sevasikana?
Kuna uku vanhu mazuva ano kuti ndine kodzero dzangu and nyaya yekuti ndine kodzero dzangu ka vanhu zvekutaura kuti 18 15 zvika izvi zviri kutonetsa
Saka iwe chizvizvo unofunga kuti zvinogona kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevasikana vechidiki mushure mokutaura zvauri kutaura izvi zvipingaidzo zvamuri kusangana navo nazvo sevasikana vechidiki
inini ndofunga kuti vakakwanisa ndichibvira kumachechisi vakakwanisa kutaura nevakuru vemachechisi vavo kuti ngavasiye vana vamboenda kuchikoro uye vamboita mastrict orders kuti munhu angorora mwana ari pasi pe18 years ari kufesa machallenges nenhau yekuti vekumachechi vanobva vatiri mutemo wedu handiti mukaenda nai kukoti munhu akadaro vanongosvosongoti mutemo wedu vamwe vacho navatongobudirira hakana zvaanomboitwa but mutemo ukakwanisa kutora kuti hakuna chinonzi mutemo wedu pamwana ari pasi pe18 years maybe zvinotipo masantisi sevasikana kuti vakwanise kuendera mberi nechikoro totera futi kuti community sometimes community ndeyekubatsira vasikana kozanongoti vakana mwana zvemba nemukoma isedhe ifriend or chin vanobva tangoti e vari kudanana enchichi vasa zvakawanda ndii pazinosvika munzere dzivabereki vako havachakwanisa kuzvinzwisisa vanengava kungoti maybe chokwadi saka community maparents edu isusu vakakwanisa kuzvisisa tii chingofamba hakana chechimboitoa kunokanobva rasii hanga zvishamba vesara anhu atoenda atomurumuwa pasechokuda kuona pamba pangu zvakutokusha kwanaye ari kuda kutemereti kamwe munhu wachona ari kutobuda nekudhara ari kuda mwanaye but ane haasi kuda asi nhaye kuti anzienda mwanaye akutoenda dai vakatomboti community yedu nanamai vedu vabereki vedu ngavakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti mwana kana asatasvika paage iyi kozi mwana musikana anosangana nemachallenges ekudiwa nevakomana vakawanda even vamwe varume vakuru zvinhu zvinonzwisisiwa ngavachizvinzwisisawo kuti mwana uyu paanenge achidiwa ivo ngavamutori padhuze ngavataure naye vamuonese kuti upenyu hwakamira soso ngavasanganyire kuti chibva choenda kumurume wako watekeso chibva waeso kwaiya kuti ishu yemaschools ngavatisire maschools mudhuze nemunharaunda medu kwete kutiisira kure nekuti akatiisira kure ndopatirinyanya kusangana nemachallenges ichipapo emunhu angona achokugarira everyday uchibva uchikoro nomwana ari munzira senochikoro makuseni nomwana ari munzira atleastkea kuti anenge ari mashort distance kuenda uchikoro ka machances ekuti munhu akutere pakatapa anenge ari mashoma unlike anenge ari kuro
Aiwa Tadiwa, tinokutenda chaizvo chaizvo. Tichadzoka zvekwauri mbobata wakadaro. PJ, the contribution coming in from Murewa. There is a young lady called Tadiwa who herself actually was married at an early age. Yeah. And she's just recounting that some of the issues that are being discussed in the Amnesty International report are actually very true. They are happening, especially in the rural areas where she says schools are very far apart.
But, yeah.
And when you're actually going to school, you may meet some young boys or even older men who are preying on the young girls and they don't care whether you're 16, 13 or 12. She's saying, so she's saying maybe, you know, the community also needs not to, you know, encourage that taboo that if you find a young lady walking with a guy, they're obviously together and you must now go to that family and be married off. So those are some of the issues that she's bringing up. But I understand, PJ, we've hogged all our lines, so we're going to have to, if you can take one of our guests and we can drop them quickly. I think the other young lady was very passionate. I liked what she was saying. And we can have her for the last time so that we can get callers in.
Yeah. Nkosikazi Dube kumbe ngumaDube. Tholake thobekile.
Uthobekile, yes.
Eh, ngumaDube.
Yeah, ngumaDube.
Yeah, maDube. Ukuthi sesifuna sesifuna iline yakho yona leyo ukuze sikhulume labanye. Kodwa ke ubevele nguze lokhu kuqhuqhuzekile kakhulu njalo uthukuthele ngodaba lwamantombazana laloba nje ulamadodana akho kodwa ke imfundiso iqakathekile. Uthe wena kulo hlelo olwenziwayo olokutholela amantombazana ngathi fasha fasha ngamafichane and then ngihle ngikuyekele ecingweni.
Ye kulabo mama kuthiwa imbokodo izimbokodo aba based lapha eSouth Africa. Bakhona kuma Facebook bane Facebook page.
Hayi leyo siyayazi. Mbenzithe ngxenye ngolunye uhlelo. Andzahle ngubambe umlomo kona lapho. Sesike sakhuluma la uVictress Mathuthu.
Yes.
Yes. So nxa lawe liza kuya lani labanye, nxa liza kuya ekhaya, lifike lisabalalise intshumayela yena le yokuthi amantombazana akawancediswe. Njalo untombazana kade esecingweni kathesi uThadiwa, ngizwe esitshola ukuthi yena na lanxa lapho untombazana esezibone esesimeni sokuthi uzithwele eseseyi-teenager, kumele limnike another chance abuyele esikolo. Sibakhuthaza amantombazana lawo ukuthi yena na kababuyele esikolo. Kuqakathekile
lokho. Bakathethi abantu abaningi ngenxa yekhonomo yelizwe lethu. You find ukuthi when a teenage girl is now pregnant, the family, if they know ukuthi they can source or they can milk the boy's family imali or something good, they can even bamthumele bethi kahambe ayenda umntwana lwana, like forcing her into that family because they'll be expecting that 2 kg of millimil or 2 kg of sugar, which is wrong. Sengathi like we also have the headmen also in our villages. If also that rule or umthetho can be imposed that they mustn't allow anyone to get married to umntwana omncane. We used to have those calls bekuthiwa what rape binegama nje lesilungu ukuthi umntwana ma under age.
You start to rape.
Noma ngabe ma.
You start to rape.
Yes. Kebe kuyirape umuntu uma kungapasiswa ukuthi umntwana uba ngumuntu usengavunyela ukuthi ayemacansini mhlawumbe sithi ngeminyaka engu-18 of which I still think usasemncane. Kodwa-ke ma kungaba lo mthetho, if they say stipulated though that no, it has to be 18 years.
Hayi Madube, wothi ngubambe umlomo uthi ukuhlele kuphela, wothi sibe lolunye uhlelo siza kunxusa njalo ecingweni ekuhlelo lwethu ngeviki elizayo. Ngibonile kakhulu.
I'm sorry, I'm very passionate about that.
I know. No, we love your passion. Continue and we shall bring you back on the program.
Next week.
Yes. PJ says we need
thank
to give a
so
chance
much.
To other callers. Thank you very much. PJ, I think let's go back to Ms. Chikwanda from Amnesty International. Ms. Chikwanda, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you heard there from a young lady, Thadiwa, who's also on the line from Murewa. What's your view on what she was saying in relation to your report that was published today?
And I hope you understand also Ndebele when Madube was speaking.
I heard Madube's passion, and I think I got a bit of what she was saying.
Thank you.
I absolutely think what Thadiwa was talking about are the lived realities of adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we need to realize is that adolescents actually, I think in Shona Pani a saying that says, Chinonzire geza ndo chirimuma woko, anditi. The things that I think it should prevent adolescents from actually doing are the things that they want to do. But what we are saying is that since we want to prevent them, let's then not leave them vulnerable. Let's give them the right kind of information that in the event that they want to do what we are preventing them from doing, they're doing it from an informed perspective so that they don't end up being vulnerable, having unintended pregnancies or even contracting sexually transmitted infections because they will not be able to negotiate safe sex. But one of the things also that Shofa now realize is sometimes adolescents actually want to have sex. And we cannot prevent them. As I said, one of the data surveys that is coming out from Zimbabwe is that 40% of the girls who are below the age of 16 have already started engaging. And if we as parents kind of ignore and bending our heads and saying that that child is being improper, then the unfortunate thing is this is the reality. what Tadiwa was talking about is the reality of what is actually happening. And what we need to do is to actually say, what kind of information can we give? Can we give information? Is it a double message? Mm-hmm. We are saying go left, but in other words, we are saying turn right.
Mm-hmm.
We should have the same message that is being spoken from school, community health centers, teachers. We should be able to bring in truthful messaging, not messages that are half-baked. Because some of the information that they have on how to even prevent pregnancies or how to even prevent infections is hair-raising, horrendous. What is going on in this country?
Manga mataura imimi kuti maybe kutaura kwacho kwatinoita sevabereki kunofanira kusanduka chimbotsinira ipapo.
Eho. Ndanganchiti tinofanirwa kuziva kuti vana vedu muno muZimbabwe vazhinji zviri kunzi Mama Data, paongoro yakaitwa muno muZimbabwe inonzi Mama Data Survey, zviri kuonekwa kuti 40% yevana vari muno muZimbabwe vari pasi makore 16 vakatotanga kuita zvepabonde kudhara.
Mm-hmm.
Zvekuti 40% vakatotanga. Saka isusu sevabereki nemadzikoma nemadzisisi ari uko, tikaramba takanyarara, ngatizivei kuti vana ava vari kuto izvo zvepabonde isi takanyarara tichivadzivirira.
Mm-hmm.
Ndozvananati izvo zvatinotaura chiti usaite chakati ndozvinonzi chinonzi regedza ndochiri maoko, chiri mumwoyo haukwanisi. Saka tinogona kuti handidi kuona mwana achiita izvozvo zvepabonde, asi kana tisingavapi ruzivo rwakakwana,
mm-hmm,
mwana iyeye achaenda achinozviita.
Mm-hmm.
Vazhinji vacho kana vechibvunza ruzivo, hazvisi kuti vari kuda kuti vaite zvepabonde, vari kuda kuziva ruzivo, vari kuda ruzivo kuti vakwanise kudzivirira zvirwere zvinozowanikwa pabonde, kana kuti angozivawo kuti mangwana ndikasanganawo nedambudziko kana ndikapindawo musituation yakadai ndinoita sei.
Mm-hmm.
Saka chimwe chatinofanirwa kuziva ndechekuti ivo vana vacho vechidiki kazhinji kacho ndivo vari kurara vari vadiki kudaro, vari kurara vese vakadaro vari vadiki.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvimwe ndozvinozonetsa kuti kana uchichidziti kana uchi statutory rape, nokuti vari kutotanga vari vadiki vakadaro, mwana mukomana mudiki nemwana musikana mudiki.
Tombokubatirai muromo ipapo muzvare chikwanda, tida kumbotora muteereri wedu tina Mrs. Linda Mpofu. Alo, makadi henyu? Liskona, PJ, tata ni Mampofu.
Kwenjani Mampofu?
Niyaphila njengandima?
Hayi, siphilile. Uyaluza udaba usekudini. Umbono wakho?
Hayi, bengingakaluzi sisikuthe kuhle, ikho ngene ehlelweni.
Uhlelo sibe lapha sixoxa sihlaziya umbiko owethulwe ingabe inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International, lapho ababone khona iziphubeko ezine ezibhekane lamantombazana ukuthenana ukubamba impilo yabo kwela kusasa, ukubamba impila kahle yabo ngoba bengene endabeni zecansini besesebancane, njalo engxenye besiba labantwana labo besesebancane bephakathi kweminyaka eyi-12 ukufika ku-19. Ludubo olungakanani emangweni okuyiwo wena?
Ye, hayi, udubo lolu ngibona ngathi lubhahlile kakhulu.
Ye.
Ye, abantwana sebesiba labantwana bengabantwana.
Ye.
Kuciniso kusiba luhlupho ngoba kanti umntwana vele yena uzagcina umntwana amthini. Ngoba ukugcina umntwana kudinga izinto eziningi kakhulu. Umntwana mele aye lowo aye esikolo laye, lo nina mele aye esikolo. So kucina sokuhlupha kakhulu. Wonke umuntu kasakwanisa ukuya esikolo, unina segcina umntwana lo omncane sasaye esikolo, impilo yakhe sihle izenganjani ichabalala khonapho.
Ye, uthi kakwenziwe ninje nguhulumende langenhlanganiso ezibhekane le ndaba zabesifazane, le ndaba zamantombazane, uthi kakwenziweni?
Hello.
Uthi kakwenziweni inkuthazo bani ongayipha ukuthi isikhathi sethu sesiya komlindi yacina asesisalelwe yimizuzu nje emihlanu yikho sengikukhahlameza kancane ukuthi phangisa
uhulumende uduka ngokuthi yena uhlala etshintshatshintsha afake imithetho leyi atshinke afake omunye atshintshe esesikufuna thina kathesi ukuthi uhulumende angafaka umthetho athi age of consent ngu-19 kumbe ngu-18 agcile khonapho ayekele ukuthi intshatshintsha kusasa sizo sokuthiwa 12 years si-14 years 16 years uhulumende kakabe sinsiye laye kokuqala empilweni yakhe kumbe uyabelela isipane engakanani but sicela ukuthi uhulumende abe sinsiye nxa uyikuthi kulo mntwana umntwana uzithwele ngaphandle kwe-age ye-consent kumele kube lamanyathelo anzima sibili ukuthi kujeziswe lo oyabe emnithisile kodwa futhi kuphinde kube lendlela zokuthi umntwana lowo kumbe uyarehabilitethwa nxa esethe wazithwala kube lendlela yokuthi umntwana lowo enele usuku ubuyeliselwa esikolo umntanakhe lona kokuthi layagcina kahle bona ngani nxa kungaba njalo singaqalisa ukuthi kube ngconywana nje empilweni yamantombazane.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu Mampofu.
Interesting contribution there, PJ. Maybe just back announce it a little bit so we can, what did she say?
Yeah, basically she was saying the same things that Madube was saying, mm-hmm. that these girls, whenever they fell prey to getting pregnant mm-hmm. at an early age, they should be given another chance to go back to school, to be rehabilitated or whatever. And also the government should also take some measures
mm-hmm.
to enforce the law.
Yes.
Whether the age is 16 or 18, mm-hmm. sexual rape and so on.
To align the law to the constitution.
Exactly.
Valid points there. Saying. Let's go to Tadiwa. Tadiwa, uchiripo irepanare. Ndiwe wechidiki wanzwozwa anga zvikutaura ana mama wanzwozwa taura sangano reAmnesty International tipowo muchidimbu iwo maonero ako semusikana wechidiki tichienda mberi kuti zvii zvingaitwe nemasangano nehurumende kukubatsirai imi sevasikana vechidiki kuti musarambe muchipinda mumatambudziko amuri kutarisana nawaye.
Especially your re-entry. But can a tamboy and Jacobaru milk? She will Kanakishida could joke. So joke, can she put a tag? Can you put up a character? The beginning on what you? So can a tapping of the girl's call, a voting chance with the girl's call. Cause it's not a tamboy could attack him who comes under the girl's call, and with a man who goes, or take a ship, better than a policy, the voting for the safety term. I'm going to go to the budget.
Hello. Tadiwa, nguva dzedu ndodzadyikanana asi iwewe tafara chaizvo kuti wapinda muchirongwa chedu tichazodzokazve kwauri tonyatsokupa nguva umboprogram yekuti tingotaura chete nemimi vechidiki tichinyatsonzwa nhuna dzenyu tinokutenda chaizvo.
Okay.
Yeah. PJ, we heard there from Tadiwa. She's echoing what our other guests were saying, especially the other ladies that you spoke to last, were saying the young people who actually enter into early marriages or, you know, have some issues befalling them should actually be integrated back into society and given another chance. Mm-hmm. So on that note, because time is not on our side, it's time for us to really thank our guests. We want to thank Tadiwa from Murewa. We will just
just heard from. We also want to thank Wongai Chikwanda from Amnesty International. She's the campaign manager for Southern Africa. And you also had some very interesting guests, PJ.
Yeah, Utobegile Dube. Njalo lo Yvonne Mbuso usese khona ecingweni kade ngakunika imizuzu emlutshane kodwa ke akusavumi isikhathi sethu ayikothi ke nguthi nje njalo ngocingo siqhubekele phambili ngengxoxo yethu ngevikele izayo olivalelisayo ngupractice Jeremiah ngisithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikele izayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying join us again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. And also right now, PJ, there's also an important meeting happening in the African Union where Beatrice Savage of Roots is and Nyara Zaigu Mbonjanda. We were trying to get hold of you, but we couldn't. So thank you, everybody who joined us. And all those that were live streaming on us on our pages, we didn't read your messages today because our internet is very slow. But thank you. Please share and like. Bye-bye.